For many, Memorial Day weekend on Virginia's waters means the buzz of jet skis among boats packed up for a day out. Often in the cooler is beer or other alcoholic beverages. It's all part of a weekend of fun and relaxation. But the mix of alcohol, increased boat traffic, and a day out in the sun on the water can be deadly. The U.S. Coast Guard's Chief of Enforcement for Hampton Roads, Lieutenant Chris White, said laws for alcohol on the water are different from those on the road.
It does seem that alcohol use is part of the boating culture, okay? And part of the reason for that is there's nothing illegal with having alcohol on your boat and drinking it. It becomes illegal when you become intoxicated. That's the challenge that we face on the water.
Enforcement officials from the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries reported 118 BUI and reckless boating arrests last year, up from 104 in 2008. While the numbers are not dramatic, they are rising. The agency had 179 arrests in 2007, just before more than 40 officers retired or left the force. Agency officials said they remain understaffed because of budget cuts and the rigorous two-year training period before an officer can be placed in the field. Coast Guard statistics show a nationwide increase in boating under the influence, but it's significantly less here than in other parts of the country. The use of alcohol is involved in about 17% of all recreational boating fatalities nationwide and about 10% in Virginia. Tom Guess is boating law administrator for Game and Inland Fisheries.
I think that's pretty much on average with every other year, and I think maybe because it seems like it's higher is probably because the accidents we've had as of late have been high profile and a lot of people on board, and you know, and they've been covered by the media pretty heavily, especially the accident in the Rappahannock.
Guests said BUI arrests also may have increased in the last 2 years because of Operation Dry Water, a national weekend campaign in June where patrols target boating under the influence.
In Virginia, a BUI arrest carries all the same weight as a DUI arrest on the road would. It's .08 is the legal limit, and you can lose your privilege to operate a boat for up to 2 years. All the fines are the same as a DUI.
Besides the hammer, there is boating education. Some boating courses use the analogy of one drink on a boat is the equivalent to three on land. Educators like the Coast Guard Auxiliary's Carol Barrick try to explain to boaters the difference in the effects of drinking on land versus drinking while out on the water.
That, you know, the effects of being out on the water all day double the effects of alcohol. The most continuous motion, heat, dehydration, all that significantly increases the effect of alcohol.
Despite enforcement and education efforts, the Margaritaville culture of relaxation on the water is indelibly set into society. As proof, the annual survey by Boat US showed Aquaholic as number one on its 2011 top 10 boat names. Other top names have included On the Rocks, Happy Hours, and Comfortably Numb. For WCVE News, this is Pamela D'Angelo.